Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, enjoy a laugh or two. Here's this week's show. Oh my gosh. Hey, we're recording.
Chris, we need to smell that. Intro music?
Sure. I mean, whatever you want. Chris, do you listen to this podcast? Because I do have intro music. Like, I produce the whole thing. I have intro music. I have outro music. I have a whole intro. It's
ludicrous. Roll out or roll in or...
Unbelievable. Wow. Okay. Good. I'm so glad my co-host doesn't listen to our show.
I'm living the show. Why do I need to listen to it?
Wow. Unreal. But like, you don't have friends that say, hey, new intro. Great. Chris, you're doing nothing to help support our podcast. This is status quo. Hey. Hello. Hey, everyone. How's it going? What day is this?
How are you?
Are we it's still Friday? I know. In 2020, what could go wrong?
I know. Like Chris, Texas is going to open up somewhere, wormhole. Oh,
jeez. You know, it's been 3 weeks. We last recorded on 10/22. We have let people down in a huge way. We're sorry about that.
2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Fail.
My fault.
It's okay. I mean, we had a good run there for a bit. It's fine. We're back now.
Of course.
Maybe. I mean, in fairness, this would have been out this week. But you were cranky yesterday, so couldn't really record funny shit when you're cranky.
I still need to have some residual crankiness.
Good. I can't wait.
I realize I get cranky when I don't have, like, when stuff is not in order.
Mm.
Used to roll with those things more, but as I get older and I have kids and I have an extremely geriatric dog, I was getting on my last nerve last night with everything and the dog. So we're turning in our living room into our office.
Okay.
So I'm actually moving for a third time at some point here. So we actually ordered proper desks that, you know, go with the ensemble and everything like that. And I was putting those things together. And just, you know, we have a living room full of stuff. And also trying to put that stuff in there. And so things were just getting in the way. And just like I was getting annoyed and I was getting cranky and with the dog and the kids. So I just was not in a good headspace. So, but sometime soon, maybe next week, I'll be out of the laundry room and into a more proper office space. Because we're now working from home till the end of June.
Yeah, so. Chris, it's called forever. I mean, let's just call it what it is. You're never going back to the office. It's not going to happen.
I go in like once or twice a month, maybe. But yeah, exactly.
At this point, it's a little bit ridiculous. If you can go a full year and a half without working in an office space and still accomplishing all of your tasks, what is the point? What is the point of dragging people back in? I mean, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I think we made a big improvement in our team dynamics. We started requiring, not I won't say requiring, but just more like social pressure on having the video up.
Yeah, why not?
Team meetings. So, you know, normally I don't get a shower until halfway through the day. So it's kind of changed my dynamic where I had to get up just slightly earlier and, you know, make sure I get in the shower real quick because, you know, it looks somewhat presentable. And then I do have to wear a button down shirt. Just, you never know who you're going to meet with during the day. So it's actually funny. I've literally worn the same button down shirt all week because when I have to have a meeting with, like, you know, people that are my boss and higher and other, you know, individuals, different teams and stuff like that, I will just go to the chair next to me, grab that shirt.
Yeah, 100%.
Put it up. And, you know, I only do like three buttons. It's kind of like, I don't know if you remember Night Court from the 80s.
Yes.
Had like underneath. That's how I am. I'm literally wearing shorts and I have a button down shirt.
Terrific.
I should rock the tie one of these days.
Yeah, do it upright. You're the Zoom meme, right? Is that like the?
Yeah,
that's so funny to me.
So people can't see, like, you know, that I'm in a laundry room and I have like, you know, hanging in the...
Chris, this is the thing. So you and I were just chatting briefly before we hit record. That was our best episode in the fall here. It's you talking about this damn laundry room, and now you're leaving. I can't. This is gold. You're taking away our gold material.
My productivity in folding laundry has definitely increased since September when I made that move. Wife has been happier. Because, you know, unlike, you know, most men have, we have an uncanny ability to not see things that are right in front of us.
True statement.
Messes, you know, dishes in the in the sink, you know, things on the stairwell. Somehow we are able to manage to get around those things without tripping on ourselves. But like the act of actually picking it up and putting it in its proper location just, you know, eludes us. And so, yeah, that's how I was with the laundry room. I'd pop my head in and I'd see like a mountain of washed and dried clothes. And I'd be like, okay. And I'd walk back out because I got my shirt. I know what I need.
Right. Somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
My wife will take care of that.
Yeah. So I, you know, before this podcast, I was actually in there for, oh man, at least 30 minutes, folding my kids' clothes.
Oh.
And I don't like my daughter, you would think, I don't know, like she's younger and she's, you know, she's at home more. She hardly like changes like clothes. I if you look at it, it's like three times more stuff my son has. And I'm like, what do you do? Like, how many times do you change in a day? And he's like, well, like three times maybe. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is he doing?
I know. I'm like, well, like, because the mood just struck you? Like, what's going on here? Yeah. So I yell at him because he changes clothes and he has a habit of wearing something for like an hour and then not wanting to wear that, and he'll throw it in the hamper. I'm like, no, no, no. You don't realize that you need to like put that in the, I've worn it, but not enough to go into the laundry basket.
Yeah, so that's like, got a good 48 hours left on it, son.
I have jeans. You know, because of working from home, I just put jeans on when I take the kids to school or if I need to actually go into the store.
You wear pants, Chris? Hard pants No.
Wait, what?
Hard pants. Jeans are hard pants. You can wear the soft pants, like yoga pants or sweatpants or jogging pants. No hard pants, Chris. Jeans, khakis, dress pants. Those are hard pants.
I never heard of hard pants.
Hard pants.
Sounds funny. It sounds inappropriate. Like, hello, ladies.
Of course it is.
You like my hard pants?
Well, now you just made it inappropriate. Thanks for that. Now we can't say hard pants anymore. You ruin everything. Anyway, when you put on jeans.
Nice pockets. I told you that story, right?
I don't know.
So I was fresh out of college, and my very first, you know, corporate gig, I was working with this one woman, and this guy who was, you know, similar age, probably like in their 30s, 40s, right? Mm-hmm. And she would, you know, he walked by, and she's like, Ron has nice pockets.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like,
that's like sexual harassment.
And I'm like, but this woman was hilarious. Like, it was one of those, you know, like, she was saying it just to get a rise out of people. And I'm like, nice pocket. Like, what are you talking about? Like, nice pockets. I don't get it. Like, I was so naive and, you know, like, in a corporate world thinking that people are grown up and things like that. And she's like, Chris, I'm saying he's nice ass. I don't know. Like, is the epiphany that went off? And I'm like, why don't you just, you know, say that? She's like, I can't say that.
It's inappropriate.
I can't go around saying you're on this ass. I gotta be like more incognito, like nice pockets you're on.
Oh my god.
That's why I tell my wife, like
nice pockets.
Yeah. Mm. How you doing?
I think it's okay to tell your wife nice ass. It's probably preferred as opposed to nice pockets. Just saying. There's a line there and it's very gray for me.
Or hot pants. Hot pants.
Hot pants. Oh my gosh.
Soft pants.
Apple bottom jeans.
You got all kinds of fancy terminology for pants. I don't know. I wear hard pants.
You have to wear jeans.
Oh, I don't have a pair of sweatpants. I do not own a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah. In fairness, me either, but I have a lot of yoga pants, which I feel like same, and a lot of just athleisure wear, as it were. You know, running pants and very comfortable.
I do not have yoga pants, by the way, so.
Chris, why not? They make yoga pants for dudes, I think. Pretty sure.
I'm sure they probably do.
I mean, why not? How about like jogging pants?
Look, Sarah, look. I'm a happily married man, and I want to like leave something.
a velvet running suit, nothing. You get nothing from the Costanza line.
I think velvet would hide things. I think tight yoga pants on man, there might be some things that you may see that you can't be unseen.
Yeah, well, I feel like that happens sometimes with jeans where I'm like, I can't unsee that. It's right there.
I don't, you know, when you grow up or have, you know, different things in your life that have like very minor in the grand scheme of things that people may have said or done, but in reality have a much larger or oversized impact on maybe how you act or what you do. Huh?
Oversized impact? What?
That's what she said.
I digress.
I can remember this to the day. And it was either like, I don't remember exactly what grade I was in, but I was in like third or fourth grade and I was wearing sweatpants. And like, I was like a kid. I'm like, this is the best. Maybe fifth grade. And this guy next to me, he's like, dude, you can't wear sweatpants anymore. And I'm like, why not? Like, I like sweatpants. They're comfortable. He's like, no. He's like, if you get a boner, you cannot hide that in sweatpants.
I was
mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, that actually happens. Yeah, he's right. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, it's right there.
Light fabric here. See. Just like, all right. Sarah, just want to let you know, I have not worn any type of sweatpants since that conversation.
Unreal.
It is. It's weird. It's just the little things that get in your head. You're like, yeah. So anyway, I'm in the laundry room still, and my son has an outsized amount of laundry, like three times as his daughter, and it just drives me crazy. And you know what the other thing that drives me crazy? And I don't know if you have this at your house. Well, two things. One is that my kids have no idea how to, when they take clothes off, because they're just like ripping things off, like they're, you know, it's burning them or something like that. They're ripping their clothes off. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, take it off, you know, appropriately, like, so it doesn't go inside out. And they're like, no, they just, like, throw it everywhere. It's like a trail of clothes from their laundry, you know, from their room to, like, the bathroom and stuff like that. I cannot get my kids to figure out how to turn their clothes inside out. That is, like, five times the amount of effort.
Wait a minute.
Is actually turning the clothes inside out.
Inside out or right side out? So that, like, as you would wear it is how it goes into the washing machine. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like when you take something off, right? It becomes, inside becomes the outside.
Right.
Well, that's how they don't fix it. They just throw it in the laundry room and it goes in the wash like that. And then when you're trying to fold it. What?
Why is it their job? No, seriously, like, who cares? That just doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm not the person who takes my socks off and then fixes the sock. It's a dirty sock. I'm going to whip that off as fast as possible and get it in the laundry basket the washing machine.
You gotta flip it inside out because all the dirt just stays inside there.
Okay. I mean, I'm not playing in the dirt, so I don't have any dirt.
I've seen kids.
Yes, that's why I don't have any. Zero kids here, Chris. I mean, Brooks is a question mark, but he's in charge of his own laundry. Actually, he does all the laundry.
It'll be a great day when I can get them to learn how to do that themselves. They do every once.
You should make them. Can't you make them? You're the adult. You're in charge. Just tell them. You need to do your own clothes now. How old are your kids?
Good luck. Good luck, Sarah.
I don't know. How old are they? Are they old enough to do laundry? What's the age for laundry?
Maybe. The other thing that's crazy, I don't know if you guys just, you probably don't because you're in an apartment. Maybe. Do you have laundry in your apartment?
Oh, yes.
Or in your apartment?
Yeah. In our apartment. Yeah. Full size washer and dryer. One of the requirements of every apartment we have. Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. But what we happen to do is we're good at getting things washed and we're good at things getting in the dryer or hanging them up if they're, you know, nice clothes, which has been less and less, obviously, with not having to go in the office. But it literally is just you, when you need to get a new load into the dryer, you just rake that previous load and it just sits in front of the dryer until it becomes a mound of like 3 feet high. And you're just like, oh crap, at some point I have to go in there and fold all that. And that's what tonight was. 30 no. minutes. It was like a mound of kids' clothes.
There's no mounding. It gets all wrinkly then. You can't do that.
I don't care.
No. So in our household, I'm very spoiled because I have an amazing husband who loves to do laundry. I hate laundry. There is nothing more in this world than I hate than laundry. I hate the whole act of it. It is just like time consuming and irritating. I would let laundry pile up for a year. I would literally just keep buying new clothes so I didn't have to do laundry. Like, I just loathe laundry. I just don't like it. But laundry, Brooks, Brooks is great at laundry, and he is very particular about how he puts things away. So he does it and takes care of it for me. I'm a spoiled princess, and I am super grateful for that.
You hate laundry. What does he hate? Domestic duty.
He hates dusting. No problem. I can hear that.
I hate dusting.
He doesn't like emptying the dishwasher. He does laundry and vacuuming, and he cleans the toilet. And I do everything else.
That's because he destroys it.
I mean, whatever, man. I'll clean the toilet. That doesn't bother me. But those are like our division of duties, right? That's what happens. And then
I hate dusting.
Yeah, laundry's the worst. I'm just, folding for me. Oh, I just hate it. I really hate folding. It's so much effort. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. I enjoy not having that much laundry, quite frankly.
That's true. We're getting in the cold season, so you have like multiple layers on now. So it just exponentially increases our...
Well, you know, Chris, we don't go anywhere. You don't really have much laundry to do.
Shorts. I do need to get probably a new pair of shorts because these are getting worn out. My waistline is blowing through the elastic.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Brooks got some new athletic shorts. Like, I think it was just serendipitously right before COVID happened. It was definitely in December, January timeframe that he got new shorts. And of course, then we went to lockdown. So that's when we know we have to do laundry. He's like, oh, my athleisure wear is low. Makes me laugh every time. Laundry. Ugh. I did a load today like a good girl. I had to do towels, and our oven mitts were disgusting. Can we just talk about how gross oven mitts are? Do you wash your oven mitts?
We have like those Teflon, not like rubber ones. So.
Oh, the silicone ones?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Do they work? Because I need new oven mitts. These things are a shit show, but they were totally gross. They had so much food on them. Whoa, it was disgusting.
Yeah, they do. If you're holding on to the thing for any length of time, like more than like 10 seconds, then they start warming pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're just grabbing it and putting it on top, onto a place mat of some sort to sit on, then you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, and
they're clawed. They're like Kids and I enjoy doing that. I chase around the house with that.
Of course you do. Yeah. That's on my list of things to buy. You know, I have all these things like we needed new sheets. We did get sheets. But I need, we need new bath towels and I need new oven mitts. And I refuse to buy that shit on Amazon because I'm just not doing that. But it's like I don't want to just be milling around in stores. And especially now with the cases going up, I haven't done quote unquote like browse shopping or whatever. What do you even call it? Just shopping, perusing. I haven't done that since January. It's just not a thing I enjoy anyway. And with COVID, I'm like, well, I don't want to be in a store if I don't have to be. So yeah, we just have all of these things that are now coming up that we need. And it's really irritating me because I'm not buying it on Amazon. Pissing me off.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hands, I guess.
It's... Especially with kids' stuff, getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christmas. We try and spread the love around a little bit. Mm. But, but to that point is, my wash rags are pretty, I have like a two that we rotate. One will get in the wash, the next one will come out. Mm-hmm. And things like that. Yeah, mine are pretty rough looking. They're definitely they've lost a third of their thread.
I know. My towel the other day was drying off, and I was like, ooh, this is not so soft and fluffy anymore. I need a new towel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when am I supposed to get that?
I'm like washing my butt. I goose myself. Hey, nope. Finger poked through.
Listen, that reminds me of the show I just started watching on Netflix.
I'm glad something that happens to me reminds you of a show on Netflix.
Oh my gosh. It's a British show, you know. I have a shout out if you're listening from the UK. I love your humor and your shows are phenomenal. And I wish I could remember what the name of the show is. I started watching it last night when I fell asleep at 7:30. Not because of the show, just because I'm old and had a hangover. Let me see. Hang on. I'm going to find it. It was very funny. But there was one scene where there was a guy with his girlfriend and she was like going to put her finger up his butt. And she sprained her finger and he fell and sprained his ankle. It was hilarious. And he's like, what are you doing? Oh, it was called Lovesick. Very good. Very funny. Lovesick on Netflix. Not a sponsor. Just thought it was very comical. But goosed you. Goosed yourself. She tried to goose him and they both got hurt and had to go to the doctor. It was hilarious.
What kind of ICD-10 code is that?
I know, right? There's one for it, I'm sure. And for subsequent. Those were always my favorite.
What's the fancy word for subsequent?
What do you mean the fancy word?
Well, don't they have like Latin word that they use in the ICD for that? It's like sequilae.
Sequilae. But that's not subsequent. That's just like after. I guess kind of it could be considered, but yeah, sequelae is just like a sequence after. Don't make me use medical language in my brain, Chris. That's not fair. It's Friday night.
I'm with you. I don't know if this is during the work week. What is this you talk about?
So hard.
That is the worst thing about healthcare, though, can I just tell you? And you probably have the same experience. Is that like when you work on these projects with these specific conditions, you're like, and you look at like, you know, here's what we're going to try and prevent these patients from doing. And you're like, oh, I drink. Okay, it's not good. I'm a little overweight. Okay, it's not good. I'm like, oh. Is this why I'm on this project? Because I'm at risk?
Like, what are you trying to tell me here, people?
No. I did.
Yeah, I haven't had to worry about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I haven't been working on any healthcare stuff. It's been kind of nice. Have that little reprieve.
No, you're living the dream.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat it, Chris. I did give an update on my other podcast this week, Talks with Sarah No Socks. That's a plug for that podcast. People should listen to that one. Anyway, on my business and the business happens. What? What do you say?
Listen to that one.
Should listen to them both. They're very different. You don't
plug this podcast on that podcast, Sarah.
No, you're right about that. I don't. Listen, Chris, I got a new microphone and the whole boom arm. I feel all official. How's it sound? Is it okay?
Sounds amazing,
right? Oh, stupid.
Let's not get carried away. We don't have a synthesizer or whatever.
Oh, but I can add that afterwards.
Yeah, change your voice.
I love all the fun effects. Yes, you can. I could do like radio announcer voice, so old timey. We're so off topic. What were we talking about?
I don't know. You're talking about other podcasts where you plug something or you give an update about how great you are.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about the business, not how great I am. I like to say I'm in a building phase, Chris. Building. I invested in myself and my business. I bought an actual monitor. I was using a TV. It was my second monitor for a long time. It was not helping my design skills. I'll just tell you. It's really difficult. So upgraded and got a new monitor. I have a chair on, you know, that has wheels and isn't just like a dining room chair. My back was killing me sitting in that dining room chair. I'm like, all right, let's get serious. Laying the law down. Buy some shit.
You're being all fancy.
Yeah, Costco. It's not fancy. It's like as basic as you can get, but it works. It's good for me.
Dude, they had a someone sent me a thing about Costco, and I had no idea they sell this kind of stuff. They had like a bourbon or a scotch or whatever those different. Not a big,
Yeah.
that was 50 grand.
Yeah.
We thought what they
They sell
said.
amazing booze there.
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, I don't. We don't have a Costco near us, obviously, so I don't really shop there. So.
Yeah, but their store brand is called Kirkland, and they're Kirkland tequila. So we bought, they have a Blanco, silver, white tequila, whatever you want to call it, any of those words. Non-aged, it's delicious.
Yeah.
You get a huge bottle of a 1.75 liter, 20 bucks, and it is really, really, really smooth, good, 100% agave tequila. I mean, Costco is great. You know, their business model is, I mean, this is not funny, but it's like so perfect to me because they make all of their money on memberships. They sell everything in their store at cost. Their
Really?
whole business is just memberships. Yep. How about that?
That's
60
pretty.
bucks a year. That's what the base membership is. It's craziness to me. Their gas is cheap. Everything's at cost. Their chicken, they have their own chicken farms to keep the chicken costs down. They lose money on those damn chickens, but everybody wants them. Not me. I don't eat them. Anyway, Chris, this
Chicken.
is not
Yes.
what we were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know how they got here. Costco
How
chicken.
does this happen? This is what happens when we don't plan and then we take a hard left every 5 seconds. I mean, it's just unreal to me. What else has been going on? We had an election here. If you're not from the
Yeah.
States, maybe you didn't hear about it unless you're on Twitter, and then you absolutely heard about it. So that was a long year last week. Took a little
Yeah.
break. I aged significantly in that week, Chris. I don't know about you, but whew, stressful.
I
It's
yeah, I'm good.
very stressful for a little while. I'm not liking the way COVID's going. Not good. Not good at all.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good. Not happy about it. I got my flu shot, Chris.
Oh yeah, how'd that go? Did you actually go to the doctors, or how did you get your flu shot this year?
Yeah. So, I scheduled it. Like, I schedule my flu shot every year. We have the same thing through the medical record. You have your own little portal, right? You can go in and make appointments or whatever. I scheduled my flu shot. And I was going to walk down because the clinic's real close, but we had to go to Costco. Hey, it's a monthly run. So, Brooks drops me off and I walk in, and with COVID, there's like 9,000 questions, and the security guy, like, hey, what are you doing in here? Why are you entering? I'm like, shouldn't this have always been in place? Anyway, random thought.
Oh,
So
let's go
I
there.
say to the guy, I'm here for my flu shot. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's outside. There, it's a drive-through clinic. I'm like, how about that? I said, well, that might have been good to know in my appointment that says I'm to come to the clinic. Thank God I'm
Did
gonna
you
walk
have to cross the
down.
drive-through?
Yeah, almost, almost. But it was like, okay, so things are a little bit different here than for you. But there's that parking garage at the facility that you work at. So same thing here, huge parking garage, and they're like, it's on the third level of the parking garage.
That's
Like, oh
not
my gosh.
possible.
Up and up and around we go. Yeah, and I got my flu shot right in my car. I didn't have to leave. I just stuck my arm out the window. So
That's pretty
random.
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Drive and go. So I'm good. I'm all inoculated for the flu. Brooks got his. So that's
Oh,
something.
man. Came by like a month or two ago, pretty early.
Yeah. I put it off as long as possible. I always do.
You know what they should do, and I don't, we don't have a lot of this around here. I don't know if you do in San Diego, but like, people like intersections, like homeless people that want money. Do you have a lot of that out there?
Downtown. And they don't really stand so much in the intersections. Every now and then, there's a couple neighborhoods that they do, but we have more like communities of folks.
Yeah. You should get them to give flu shots because they're already there. Just roll down the window.
I don't think I'm gonna want a needle in that situation. I mean, I'm just saying, they're good people.
Oops, wrong one. I'm sorry. I just injected you.
But actually, I will say they've done a phenomenal job with our homeless population here in San Diego. They shut down everything, way back in the beginning of this, like April, March, sometime May, May maybe. And they were housing a lot of homeless folks at the convention center and working at getting them into permanent homes and situations. And so they, I think it helped like 40%, reduce 40% of the population of homeless folks in San Diego. So that's good. Yeah. Positive. Not 100%, but it's a step in the right direction anyway. But yeah, I mean, in all fairness, I don't want needles. It's not sanitary, Chris. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, you know, how to optimize the, you know, because there might be a vaccine coming out before too long for COVID. So you need to, you know, make sure you can reach the masses, right?
Oh, so. Gosh. What a shit show that's going to be. Like, can you just even imagine? I feel so bad for our healthcare system in the States here, you know, in any other country that's having significant issues with spikes. Like, these poor people are so overworked, and the just nonsense that they have to deal with because people are not following simple precautionary measures is unreal to me. When we get a vaccine, this is going to be a nightmare, just a nightmare. I can't even imagine. They're going to have so many people. It's like you're almost going to have to be in secret, like give them a lottery. Here's your number. You have to wait your turn. It's crazy. Yeah. It's going to be like a Hollywood movie. This whole thing is just like a terrible Hollywood movie. I needed to end.
Yeah, you're right. It's like the ending of a four-year Hollywood movie.
Oh my gosh. I almost tweeted out last week, listen, suspense is not my thing. Just let me know when it's over. And then when it turned into an episode of Veep, I was kind of like, oh, comedy. I'm good with this. I had no idea Veep was reality TV.
That's all reality.
Stop the count. Count the vote. Oh, goodness. It's too much. Too much for me. Too much comedy. I can't take it. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm trying to think what else is going on. Not much. Yeah,
you know, just plugging away at work. Work's still crazy, you know? I know you're plugging away at work.
Yeah.
And everything like. It's hard to... I did hurt myself, but I'm just getting old, so... There's no excuses, no need to understand how I hurt myself. I just hurt myself. Very basic.
But, oh, Brooks is back. I can hear the water. Can you hear the water?
Sounds like someone's peeing.
I know, right? He's washing his hands because he returned from getting us our Thai food. That means it's time to eat. Dinner is here.
Did you just take us into the bathroom with you?
I did not. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Now what happened? I'm not cutting that out either. We'll just leave it in so you can all wonder and guess. Is this what really happened? Is she lying? Uh-oh. Maybe. Here he comes. It's not going to be good.
What's going on? Hi, condo studio. Not good.
What?
No social distancing.
Was that it? What are these words?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Kung Fu. Yeah.
It's different than Kung Fu.
Yeah, it's not the same. Taekwondo, I think, is the phrase he was looking for, the type of martial arts. There's a Taekwondo studio next to the Thai takeout place. Apparently, there were 30 students in there, unmasked, all practicing. It's terrific. No problem with that at all. Just spreading their Rona around.
Great. Spread the love.
Great. Super.
Hey.
I will...
PSA is sharing is caring, Sarah.
Oh, Lord. No, the PSA is, as it has been for the past however many months we've been in this, wear a fucking mask. It is not that hard. Wear a mask, keep your ass 6 feet away from people, and stop going outside for things you don't need to be outside for. Like, everything. Like, I just don't understand. Like, what are you doing if you're going to the grocery store, getting medicine, great. Aside from that, what are you doing? Stop it. Get takeout, people. Go do like we do. We go and we get takeout beer, takeout food, takeout wine, take it to go. You're still supporting. I don't use any of that delivery service crap. I give the business the full amount of money I can give, and I go take it with my hot little hands and go home. Just do that.
Amen.
That's so hard.
So long, Sarah.
Yeah, because if the food is good sitting down, the food is good takeout. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you better go eat.
Yeah, I'm gonna go eat my dinner. Yum yum.
And my food.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
or Kung Fu's it or whatever he's doing.
I don't even know. Sometimes when he gets going, he gets like super excited. He just can't, the words don't come out fast enough.
I'm with you. I'm with you all the time.
I miss you all.
With his hair too, I feel like it's long and luscious.
Is he not
the drummer for Fall Out Boy? Yeah, that's my hair.
Yeah, so it's coming in thick.
Not the drummer, lead guitarist.
Oh boy,
it's, I was trying to figure out. I'm picturing
really fell off the rails here, didn't it?
I was joking with a colleague because we're doing the video now more at work, and I was like, I really need a background that fills in my bald spot.
That's right. Brooks needs that too, don't worry. Okay, good. Right. You have a PSA this week, Chris?
Sharing is caring.
Good. Good.
Don't sharing share. Caring. Do not share.
Do not share the Rona. Yeah.
Bye, Sharona.
Okay. That's
all
it.
Right. We're out.
Yeah. In between episodes, you can follow me on social media at Sarah No Socks on everything, but I'm really only active on Twitter. You can follow this account on Twitter. It's Can I Tell You? That's the letter U funny. I have not been tweeting. I keep getting Chris to tweet from there, but he doesn't want to do it either. I don't know what I'm going to do with that account, but it's there. Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram. I do post the show on Instagram at Can I Tell You Something Funny? And we've got the podcast page linked in the show notes. If you want to submit a funny story, there is no name required. Simply your little story, no email, nothing, just a story, and hit submit. Yeah, I think that's it, Chris.
Sounds great, Sarah. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.